This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Will the Mega Millions top $1 billion? We are being told that we are at, I think, the 970 million mark for Mega Millions, this jackpot. It is the largest. Oh, it is not the largest. Apparently, there was a $1.6 billion jackpot back in January 2016. I forget who won that one. But people are spending a lot of money on these tickets. Lottery fever is sweeping the nation from what we're being told. This jackpot could be worth $1 billion. Daily Mail is saying it is. So, the jackpot has climbed. They say a single winner who wins this, if they decide to take the cash lump sum, would get $565.6 million. If the October 19th jackpot is not hit, then the next jackpot will be estimated at $1.6 billion. And if you take the lump sum, $904.9 million. That's a lot of moolah. Gordon Medenica, Mega Millions lead director and the director of Maryland Lottery and Gaming, said this is truly uncharted territory, and it's exciting to see people across the country buying their tickets and joining the fun. Hitting the $1 billion mark for the first time is historic, and we can't wait to meet the winner who will share in that history. Oh, man, if I won that, I don't know if I'd want people to know. Boy, I would be robbed. They say the jackpot for Powerball skyrocketed to almost half a billion because nobody won on Wednesday. So what are the odds? I live in Vegas. I like playing roulette and blackjack. I don't do it a lot because, again, I'm not really good with the odds. I do a little bit of sports betting. Again, odds are tough, especially covering the spread. But when it comes to this lottery, I don't do it. Apparently, the odds is 1 in 88 quadrillion of winning, both jackpots. That's 88 followed by 15 zeros. They say you are more likely to be struck by lightning. You are more likely to, be able to do a quadruple somersault in an ice skating Olympic competition than winning the lottery. They say, according to the lottery, the odds of winning Mega Millions jackpot are 1 in 302.6 million. The odds of winning Powerball is 1 in 292.2 million. They say, if a player is lucky enough to win, he says, wipe clean your social media. Because scammers, salesmen, long-lost friends and relatives are going to be hunting you down. Apparently, you will be targeted. They say the $970 million winner would take home $570 million before taxes. Yeah, see, that really is stupid. You win a lottery, and then they go, okay, well, you can get it over 30 years. Or do you just want the lump sum? And everybody says, take the lump sum. Get the money now while you can. Invest it, do what you can with it, right? Although, for me, if I won that much money, I would probably want to have a retirement plan. So I would probably say, you know what, give me the $100 million now I could be fine with the 100 million and make sure I keep getting aliquots for 30 years. I don't know if I would want the lump sum. Because I think I would want more money than, you know, when you do the lump sum, it's always less. I don't know. I think I would want, you know, a few hundred million now, and then just, I'll know for the rest of my life I'm set. Even though technically you should be set if they give you $570 million. But you see, then, so they already take off half, and then taxes. The taxes are about 40%. So what I would do is I would probably do the least, you know, try to avoid getting as little taken as possible. So the Mega Millions drawing is going to be held tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And I hope one of you wins. I did not buy any lottery tickets. I'm just not there. If I did win, what would I do? Well, you know what? I might want to run for president after Trump and Pence. I just think running the campaign and being able to make this world a better world and putting my ideas for health care, for the economy, for education. At first I was like, well, I want to go to Hawaii, and I want to go to Alaska, and I want to go to Greece, and I want to go to Australia, I want to ski the Alps. Yeah, I want to do a lot of that stuff. But I get bored. I need to work. I have got to work. And so I would want to do something. But I would want to do something big. I might want to set up hospitals throughout the whole country. Like free clinics. Everybody always says, oh, I'm going to do something with charity. But I mean run them right. Get donors to donate hallways and their name will be on the pharmacy if they help, you know, supply the pharmacy. Because the money always runs out. You could easily pee away millions of dollars. You could just very easily spend it. And then in a year or two, it's done. But figure out a way to make something that you are donating sustainable. I would like to buy a Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A, and I'd like to be able to go there and not stand in line. I would also like to buy an In-N-Out burger. I hate standing in line at In-N-Out. I want to not stand in line. I would also like to pay for a date with Michael Fassbender. No lovey-dovey stuff. No. We're not doing anything like that. But I would love to, right? I pay for dinner, okay? I pay for the Uber. I would love to do that, but no sex. And that's probably what would be on my wish list. Oh, yeah, and some plastic surgery. 1-877-DR-ELLIOT.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for, not U-Haul. Yeah, U-Haul helped me move a lot of times, but big thanks to y'all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. That's why we kind of speak with a little twine. When you say U-Haul, it's like U-Haul. But if you go, y'all, just is more understandable. I think the Southern accent really delineates what we're saying and is more descriptive of our diphthongs. And our, I just think when you speak a little more Southern, you're able to enunciate a little better. I just love the Southern accent. It just makes more sense to me. I've also speak a little slower, which is like that. Okay, you guys heard about this. There's a Michigan pharmacist. I think he got fired because he allegedly denied a woman medication to help her with her miscarriage or abortion. Apparently, a Michigan, Mayhear pharmacist, refused to give Rachel Peterson, 35 years old, a prescription called misoprostol, or misoprostol, which is supposed to help induce the evacuation of a fetus, but she had been miscarrying at the time. What makes this very, very tricky is she had gone to the doctor. She was 35 years old. And the fetus did not have a heartbeat. So the doctor gave her the medication to help her pass it. Because if you do have, unfortunately, a dead fetus that you don't start to pass, that could be dangerous. And so misoprostol helps that. But the pharmacist who worked for the pharmacy declined her. Well, we still don't know 100% if the pharmacist was fired or if he resigned. But the pharmacy says, while we cannot comment on any pharmacy customer matter, we apologize for any customer experience that does not align with our core values. So she tried to pick up the prescription at, I think Meijer is the name of the pharmacy, in Petoskey, Michigan. She was on vacation, and the pharmacist told her he could not fill it because he was a good Catholic male. Now, that's according to the ACLU's complaint. She eventually drove more than 3 hours to her home in Ionia, where the pharmacist had a difficult time getting the prescription. She said, when you're at one of the lowest moments of your life, you don't expect this sort of demeaning treatment. A pharmacy should not be able to deny patients medications prescribed by their doctors based on the personal beliefs of a particular employee. And this is bringing up, this is going to be a huge debate, not only from a religious standpoint, but a intermedical debate of, when I prescribe a medicine, you fill it. Yet pharmacists are educated, they have their own training, and you have some pharmacists that disagree with what a doctor's prescribing, and pharmacists are now getting in trouble. Pharmacists are now being liable for filling something another doctor writes, such as a narcotic. And they are allowed autonomy, but this can turn into a huge mess. So, according to, I believe, this is, I'm not exactly sure who, we see have a name here. I'm reading this. I think we have a typo in this. But there's a quote by somebody who says, our practice is based upon an overwhelming concern for patient safety and care, balanced with the need to accommodate the religious beliefs of our employees. Fetcher said, a pharmacist may refuse to fill a prescription based on religious beliefs. However, our procedure requires the prescription to then be filled by another pharmacist in the store. If another pharmacist is not available, the prescription should be transferred to another location that is convenient for the patient. Now, you see, this is something that I thought was already organized and already, you know, written out and you know, already planned out. But does that solve the problem for those with religious convictions? If you don't want somebody to, let's say, have an abortion, even though they're saying in this case she actually already miscarried and this was to help save her and evacuate, but maybe under Catholic law, still that's not okay. That's fine. I love the Catholic religion. I think it's a beautiful religion. But let's say under Catholic, and if, for those of you who are Catholic, maybe you could comment, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If you're a pharmacist and you don't want to give the medication and you refer to another pharmacist, are you still involved in the action? I mean, with me in Judaism, if I, let's say, I don't know, let's go back to biblical times. Let's say I don't want to kill somebody, but I refer somebody else to kill somebody. I'm still guilty. And so I'm wondering if that policy isn't, if that policy has still some issues with it from a religious standpoint. Now, again, we don't know what happened. I mean, we don't exactly know what happened. We're only being told by the ACLU that he says he was a Catholic male and that was the reasoning. There might have been something else going on. I don't know. But Marissa Kovac, a policy strategist with the ACLU of Michigan, said this is a really traumatic, terrible thing, and on probably one of the worst days, worst moments of her life, she walked into the pharmacy seeking health care, was instead met by someone who was shaming her and accusing her of lying about her miscarriage. So, do we as humans and people of faith have a right to practice our religion? Or can we be forced by an ACLU or by government agency to do something? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, this could have been all cleared up if she would have shown proof that she wasn't getting a miscarriage, that she wasn't getting an abortion, that it was a miscarriage. But then on the flip side, you do deserve a right to privacy as a patient. If I was a patient and I wanted a Z-Pak, and the pharmacist goes, are you taking the Z-Pak because you want Zithromax for chlamydia, or do you want the Z-Pak because you're treating a bronchitis? I'd say, first of all, none of your gosh darn business. I have a bronchitis. I'm giving you, just sell me the Z-Pak. But then on the other end, now, like you see with narcotics, when you go to a pharmacist for a narcotic, if a pharmacist sells X number of narcotics and somebody does the math and thinks it's too much, that pharmacist or pharmacy can be sued. We have some major issues here. Pharmacists have rights. Pharmacists are allowed to practice their religion. They are allowed to protect themselves from lawsuits. But what do you do as a consumer, as a patient, when you want your privacy and you want your prescription? And so what we probably may have to do is go back to old school, where if a doctor wants you to have a medication, and it's a medication that is very highly contentious, then that doctor stocks that medication and prescribes the medication from his office. See, doctors used to do that. We used to not have middlemen with pharmacies. Doctors would have the medications, they'd have the tinctures, they would go to your home, give you the treatment, do whatever, and you're done. But managing a pharmacy is a big deal now that we have so many drugs and so many drugs out there. And doctors don't want to be, you know, hit by burglars and, you know, and robbed and, you know, and they don't want to go through that hassle. But I'm wondering if that's going to be the only way to fix this. If a doctor wants you to have a medication, he obviously believes in that medication. He writes it. It keeps the pharmacist out of it so the pharmacist doesn't get in trouble, either through the pharmacy legally or through their religion. But it is tricky stuff. I mean, and you just wonder why these stories are popping up all of a sudden now. Is it that the media is covering it? Is it that now there's social media so we could tell everybody about it? I really feel bad for this woman. I mean, that stinks when you lose a child. That's horrible. And, yeah, if you're not miscarrying it on your own, it could be a medical emergency. You need to be able to evacuate the dead fetus. And if you don't have to undergo surgery or dilatation and curettage, and you could do it through pill form to help induce the contractions, it may be safer. But if he thinks he's being duped and somebody's trying to get an abortion, you know, he has every right to defend his religious beliefs. And we need to figure out a way to bridge this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know what's going on here, but now there are more rumors circulating that Hillary wants to run in 2020. Lord have mercy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Taxes, substitutions, extra.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has threatened to send the military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico, and Mexico has asked for the United Nations assistance as a migrant caravan gets closer and closer to its border. Scott Luck is with the Border Patrol. He says there's certainly been an increase in families trying to cross the border illegally.
It has been an unprecedented number of folks coming across the border in family units, which gives us the indication, steady rise since July, gives us indication that we need help from Congress right now.
Today, President Trump will participate in a defense roundtable at Luke Air Force Base just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. The president will then be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. The president will be drumming up support for Senator Dean Heller, who shares what he's up against.
Money, enthusiasm on the other side, but I'll tell you, we'll be able to overcome it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 2084 800-511-2084.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Dolly, the 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So about a month ago, people were talking that Hillary Clinton may be running again, and they were rumoring and all that. Well, here's another rumor. So, we have a former advisor, the former advisor to Hillary Clinton, said that she may challenge Donald Trump for the Oval Office again in 2020. Philip Raines tells Politico it's somewhere between highly unlikely and zero. But it's not zero. Meaning, he's hinting, she's looking at a run. Now, a spokesperson for Clinton did not immediately respond to the email. Clinton needs to lay low if she wants to run again, because people are going to vilify her, and from what I understand, she doesn't like being vilified. Nobody does. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded, Christmas coming early this year, a run, right, a Donald Trump running against Hillary again, even though I don't think any of us want to see an election like that again, that really hurts, it would help the GOP. Now, Clinton is starting to become more and more active. We're starting to hear more about her. She had to kind of be very, very careful, because when she wanted to speak out about the Me Too movement, there was a lot of pushback because of what happened with Bill Clinton. She even had to defend, right? That, well, you know, Monica Lewinsky was an adult. And so that's not a good place for her to be. I don't know if Hillary really should get involved there. And, you know, I find the whole Clinton dynasty kind of fascinating. You know, I like looking at history and I like looking at rise to politics. And they are one hell of a formidable team. I remember in the 90s, everyone's like, oh, she is going to divorce his butt. Hillary is leaving him. She is going to be out of there. And no, 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 no. Now, I realized early on that I was like, you know what? No. If she does, she's screwed. She needs to stay with him, and then she needs to run for office, which she did. Then she became a senator in New York, which is huge. And, of course, they picked residency in New York, one of the biggest, most populous states, and then run for president. It was very predictable, which is why when people say she's done, they aren't done. And I never thought that Bill Clinton wanted to be done. Bill Clinton loves to be in the public eye. And I think he really loves to be in politics. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they try again. But what I'm worried about, whether you're Republican, Democrat, right, left, it doesn't matter. I'm really worried about this next election because it is getting kind of vicious. I think Donald Trump was in one of his speeches saying the liberals make mobs while the Republicans make jobs. I thought that was a very, very interesting quote, right? You know, and I know a lot of liberals out there. I mean, it's not all knives and pitchforks and all that, but I do have to admit, we don't really see this kind of mob type atmosphere or this let's storm the Senate or we don't see these huge calls to action that end up being violent a lot on the conservative side. And what happened with Kavanaugh, even though many people will swear that it was not a Democratic attempt or coup, that these women really felt wronged by Brett Kavanaugh, it was so suspicious of a last-ditch effort and a Hail Mary by the Democratic Party to stop the Kavanaugh nomination that it makes you worried, what can they do next? And whether you're independent, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or don't care, I would be a little scared. Politics are just supposed to be politics. Politics are just supposed to be, all right, something they do in Washington or something they do in the state capitals. They make law, they read the boring laws, they enact laws, they vote. Majority rules, whatever. And it's not getting to be like that. I even notice in businesses and administrations, politics are vicious. It is not fun. I know I joked around if I ever won the lottery, I'd probably want to run for president later. Maybe 2024 or 2028. But I don't think so. I mean, it is vicious. I just want fans. I don't want votes. I don't want to try for people's votes. I don't want people bagging on me and trying to claim that I did something to them or I didn't do anything and I was, you know, a politician that did nothing. I like pleasing everybody. In politics, you can't please nobody. And it's crappy. And, I mean, you know, some people are power hungry. I don't really want power. I want fans. So politics isn't for me. Definitely politics isn't for me. But there is some real nasty stuff going on. You know, many of you on the other side were kind of scared about the Republicans coming into power and just repealing Obamacare. And I was talking about how, you know, maybe it was good it wasn't repealed because that could have been a mess. It was designed where if you messed with it, it would implode. and it could implode our health care system. That's how the Democrats designed it. So the Republicans could have fallen into that trap. And maybe the smartest things for the Republicans to do is to let it die on its own. Or dilute it so it couldn't cause any more harm, like job killing. Like, you know, well, for every person you hire, you have to pay this much, you get fined this much. Let's incentivize instead of fine. So, you know, if somebody was being political, and a lot of people on the right were, Trump made a promise, they made a promise to repeal Obamacare. I had wanted it repealed because I thought the bill sucked. I thought the bill was horrible. So no matter what, we were going to get it repealed because that's what was our political ideology. But there might have been some casualties with that, people losing their Medicaid. So then we had to stop and go, well, how do we repeal it? It was still allowing Medicaid to exist. Which, by the way, the expansion was only supposed to be temporary. You expand services and resources temporarily during a crisis, and then you scale it back. FEMA has to do that. Charities have to do that. I mean, you scale back once the economy's better. Medicaid never got scaled back. We're still having more and more people every year go on it. So something does have to be done about that. But when it comes to politics, it's all about, you know, getting yourself voted, winning the election, things going your way. And so I am very scared of what's going to happen in the next couple weeks, that there is going to be some bombshell, some, I don't know, whether it's another Me Too, another sexual accusations coming out of the woodwork, or it could be this immigration. It could be they're going to put kids on the front line of these thousands of people that are storming, coming through. Now, mind you, if they want to escape, they want to escape, and there are refugee processes, just like with Mexico. You know, there are, you know, Mexico does have a means for a process to become a refugee. But my guess is they want to bypass Mexico and go straight to America. And they may get here, and it looks like it's going to be perfect timing right before the election. And that is going to allow there to be a lot of criticism over the Trump administration. And then the Trump administration has maybe a week to figure this out. 1 week. So it's frustrating because you have a lot of people being used as political, you know, toys and, you know, puppets. And I just don't trust anything anymore. And that's very frustrating because we really got a lot of work to do. And I'm not saying the Democrats designed this caravan, but it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. And I predict it's going to be right on our doorstep right as the election's coming. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speaks
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So nearly 100 additional women are suing USC over a gynecologist's alleged sexual misconduct. As you know, the University of Southern California has been dealing with an issue of decades of alleged abuse at the hands of university gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall. And there's been lawsuits claiming that the school's brass failed to speak out. More than a dozen women appeared at a news conference Thursday to announce the new lawsuits on behalf of 93 women against the university, bringing the total number of accusations against Tyndall to about 500 current and former students. Wow. Dana Lowy, she says, I am a part of an accidental sisterhood of hundreds of women because the university we love betrayed our trust. She alleged that Dr. George Tyndall assaulted her during an examination back in 1993. Hundreds of women have alleged that Tyndall inappropriately touched them and took photographs. The complaints date back as far as 1988. The two lawsuits on behalf of the 93 women filed Thursday accuse USC of deliberately concealing the abuse for decades. That's according to the LA Times. An attorney charged the university's board of trustees, especially the high-profile members Steven Spielberg, United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz, and Lakers owner Jeannie Buss, of failing to speak out about the alleged abuses. USC said it is aware of the lawsuits and will seek a prompt and fair resolution that is respectful of our former students. Dr. Tyndall did have his medical license temporarily suspended back in August. He has denied the allegations and has not been charged with a crime. Excuse me. And they've denied accusations of a cover-up at the school. So the gynecologist retired from his post and after nearly three decades on the staff. In August, USC President C.L. Max Nikias stepped down in the wake of the criticism arising from the sex abuse allegations. So we don't have a lot of details. What pictures he took. The inappropriate touching. But this isn't the first time we've heard that a doctor is allegedly taking advantage when you have women in their most compromising and most vulnerable positions. And I had a doctor who, I told you this, I had no idea it was assault until I was in medical school. And my classmates, I was in the middle of class, I told you what happened. I had, years ago, had a kidney stone. And I had been sent to a specialist who was not a urologist originally. It was somebody else. And he had me completely undressed. I was given like a little like tray liner, not even a full sheet. Nurse was told to leave the room. And then he came in and he examined my breasts. He examined all sorts of stuff. And I had never been to a grown-up doctor because I was only 19. And having had a kidney stone and thought I was going to die, I didn't know what I was supposed to have done. And I thought I was supposed to be in a gown and I thought I was supposed to be more covered up. But I was like, well, I guess you're supposed to be naked at a doctor's office. And some of the stuff he did and touched I thought was weird. But again, I didn't know. And I was like, well, I guess that's what happens at a doctor's office. Man, it wasn't years later until a medical school. One of our professors was up in the front of the class going, all right, so this is a patient with a kidney stone. What are you going to do? What are you going to ask them? What are you going to order? How are you going to examine them? Blah, blah, blah. And when the students finished the exam, said the exam, and she goes, all right, is that it? And I go, that's it? No, that's not it. You didn't examine the breasts. You didn't examine the vagina. You didn't do a pelvic. You didn't. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I go, well, because that's what happened to me when I had a kidney stone. He did this. He did this. And, you know, my students are like, can you say assault? That is not what was supposed to have been done. And so, unfortunately, there are idiots out there, real idiots out there that will take advantage. And it's rare, but it's frightening. And as a physician, I'm embarrassed that type of stuff happens. Now, I teach medical students. And the other worry that many have, especially males, are if I'm supposed to be doing a breast exam, and I'm required to do a breast exam, and I'm required to do a pelvic exam, how do I not get accused? How, if a patient doesn't know what's a normal exam, they could accuse me of assault. And so I teach students how to do it such that they wouldn't be accused. And unfortunately, you know, you never know what somebody's going to say, but there are things you could do. And so if any, you know, male students are listening from other medical schools, what I teach is number one is you want to explain what you're going to do. And you also want to have a female nurse in the room. If they want a family member in the room, they could have a family member in the room as well. And then if it's their first exam, you explain to them what you're doing and why you're doing it. To do a pap smear. Right? You know, if we're looking for cancer or we're looking to get cultures, etc., you know, we need to look at the cervix. In order to look at the cervix, we have to open up the vagina using a speculum. This goes inside and it allows us to peek. Then we need to do a pelvic exam where we feel the ovaries, we feel the uterus, and that is us involved. That's going to involve me putting two fingers inside to feel. But I will feel the right ovary, feel the left. And so even me as a female doctor, I still walk them through while I'm doing it. I'm now feeling the right ovary, now I'm feeling the uterus, now I'm feeling the left ovary, and you always put posterior pressure. You don't put anterior pressure. Anterior pressure is where the clitoris is, and that's where, unfortunately, there could be a lot more sensitivity. You don't need to put any pressure there. Posterior pressure is less painful, less sensitive, and it's less intrusive, sort of, if we could say. And so I explain as I go. And this is what I teach students and male students. Same thing with the breast exam. We're going to feel under the arm for lumps. You always start there. Then we're going to go around in a circle. We're just seeing if the tissue is different. And we don't do whole hands. We use the palms of our fingers. So it doesn't look like we're trying to grab or grope. We're using fingers. There's a method to how you use your hands, which doesn't look like somebody is trying to cop a feel. And so these approaches kind of put the patient at ease and put the medical provider at ease. As we're being very mechanical about it. And the funny thing is we're supposed to be teaching in medicine to not be mechanical and be more humanistic. But when it comes to a pelvic exam or a testicular exam, the more mechanical, the less you're going to be in trouble for an accusation of assault. You see? You're just there to do what you need to do. All right? You have to examine the testicle. Just examine the testicle. All right? Now, you do have to say, let me know if anything hurts. Let me know if this hurts. If anything hurts, I'll stop. But yeah, you want to be humanistically in that respect. But looking like you're doing your job and that's all you're there for, but you spend longer than you need to down there, that could be considered awkward. Unfortunately, in this day and age, I don't know how many future medical providers out there across the United States are going to want to go into certain fields. You have a lot of people that love delivering babies, but I think we're going to see a lot less men want to go into gynecology, and it's a shame because men are phenomenal gynecologists. They're phenomenal. But many of them may say, I just do not need to get accused. Now, this guy, with him taking pictures and all that, if that's proven true, this guy is a real piece of work. But you have a lot of people out there going, look, I don't know if, the Brett Kavanaugh thing's going to happen to me. I don't know. I don't trust that there's going to be somebody out there who may say something. And I don't want to, be in the middle of any of that. And so how do I be a physician where I don't put myself or my family or my family's reputation at risk? And it's scary because I think we're going to have a lot less men enter fields that we really need them in. So it's frustrating. But we'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.